This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Closing prices for the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 377 and a quarter, down 1 3/4. May, 382 and a quarter, down 2. July, 387 and a quarter, down 1 3/4. January soybeans, 867 and a quarter, down 7. March, 867 and 3/4, down 8 1/4. May, 873 and a half, down 8 1/2. March wheat, 494 and a quarter, up 3/4. May, $5 and a quarter, up 1. July, 504 and 3/4, up 1 1/4. March oats, 227 and 3/4, down 5. May, 228 and a quarter, down 3. January soybean meal, 271.80, down 370. March, 273.90, down 370. May, 276.30, down 350. January soybean oil, $30.70, down 42. March, 30.94, down 43. May, 31.10, down 43. It's time now for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices did end mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Soybean values were cut on favorable South American weather, a November soybean crush that was smaller than expected, and Argentina is lowering their export tax to increase exports. Without any fresh news, corn and wheat maintain their sideways movement in prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 2 cents lower at 349 to 373. Soybean bids down 6 to 7 cents at 832 to 860. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents lower at 359 to 378. Soybeans down 7 cents at 849 to 875. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 1 to 2 cents lower on Tuesday, ranging from 368 to 388. Soybean bids down 6 to 7 cents at 857 to 874, while wheat bids ended steady at 393 to 439. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 5 to 9 cents lower at 873 to 886. Basis ended mixed on Tuesday, ranging from 6 to 19 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $263.80 to $281.80 per ton, down $3.70 to $5.70 per ton, with basis steady to $2 lower, ranging from 8 under to 10 over the January. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 2 cents lower at $3.77 to $3.94, with basis steady ranging from option to 17 over the March. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 cents lower at $3.77 to $3.81, basis steady range from option to 4 over the March. Soybeans ended down 7 cents at $8.76 to $8.84, with basis steady range from 9 to 17 over the January. And new crop wheat bids, they were a penny higher at $4.30 to $4.80, and basis unchanged range from 75 under to 25 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 1 to 2 lower at $3.95 to $3.96. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 6 to 7 cents with quotations at $8.98 to $8.99. Soft wheat closed steady on Tuesday at $4.19 to $4.69, and the Milo ended 2 cents lower at $3.61 to $3.62. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain dealer bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from $3.52 to $3.64. January soybean bids range from $8.37 up to $8.73. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from $3.57 to $3.80. January soybean bids were at $8.49 to $8.68. And in the southern part of the state on Tuesday, January corn bids range from $3.68. That's $3.68 up to $3.90. January soybean bids were at $8.55 to $8.74. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, they range from $4.54 up to $4.80. That completes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Closing prices for the Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, $119.60, up 7. February, 125.07, up 67. April, 125.85, up 55. January feeder cattle, 148.25, up 10. March, 146.55, up 5. April, 147.12, down 17. February lean hogs, 58.90, down 122. April, 64.22, down 20. May, 72.02, down 7. It's time now for the Cash Livestock Report.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 15th's Afternoon Livestock Report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 41 cents lower in the range of $45.50 to $52, with the weighted average carcass price of $49.65. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading $2 lower, with weaker demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds are 5 to 12 cents, 4 to 5 weights, 10 to 15, 5 to 6 weights, 11 to 16, and 6 weights and up, 12 to 19. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $28 to $32. Receipts for Illinois hogs today, 7,191 head. And in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 113 to 117, and on a dress basis, 183 to 185. Heifers on a live basis traded at 117 to 1, and on a dress basis, 180 to 185. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 438 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $75.24, and that was 63 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses, $197.21, that was $1.57 lower, with select carcasses at $186.81, that was 8 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 114,000, that compared to 114,000 last week and 113,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 438,000, that compared to 438,000 last week and 434,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
A legal opinion by the U.S. Government Accountability Office finds that the Environmental Protection Agency broke the law with its social media and grassroots lobbying campaign advocating for its own Waters of the U.S. rule. Following the opinion Monday, the American Farm Bureau stated it's clear from this report that EPA orchestrated this matter in a biased fashion. Farm Bureau called on Congress to include a corrective measure in the omnibus spending bill being considered this week. Specifically, the opinion summary posted by the Government Accountability Office stated that the EPA violated publicity or propaganda and anti-lobbying provisions contained in appropriations acts with its use of certain social media platforms in association with its Waters of the United States rule. The opinion says that EPA made the violations through Thunderclap, a social media platform that allows a single message to be shared across several social media outlets at once. EPA engaged in covert propaganda when the agency did not identify EPA's role as the creator of the Thunderclap message to the target audience. The Illinois pork producers are hosting a 12 Days of Everything pork contest. I recently talked with the Illinois Pork Producers Director of Communications, Morgan Booth, to find out more details about the contest.
We just started the 12 Days of Everything Pork, so it's a play on the 12 Days of Christmas. We started it yesterday, and we'll go all the way through Christmas. So you can enter to win anything from pork chops to barbecue spices to T-shirts, and we even have some interesting items such as bacon-flavored fudge and bacon-flavored popcorn.
And if our listeners are interested in participating, how do they do that? How do they enter the contest?
It is super easy to enter. All you have to do is follow us on Facebook or like us on Twitter, and we will randomly pick a winner from our followers. So just a simple click and you're entered to win.
For those, maybe if people are already following you, are they eligible or is it just for newcomers?
Nope, it is everybody. So whether you've liked us for a few years, just a few days, or just brand new, it is for everybody.
Okay, and of the products that you're giving away, they sounded really tasty, the few that you mentioned. Did you have sponsors for this contest?
Yes, all of the products have been donated from local Illinois businesses. So not only is everything related to pork, it is also Illinois products, which is great.
So a great way to promote pork and the state of Illinois. Is there anything about the contest or the Illinois pork producers that we haven't touched on that you'd like to mention?
Well, I said it's super easy to enter the contest. Just like or follow us. And just a reminder, if you're interested in coming to our Pork Expo, that is in February. We're getting the ball rolling on that, and it is in Springfield this year, so a change from Peoria. So if you're interested in coming, go to our website.
For questions, you can email Morgan at morgan@ilpork.com or call 217-529-3100. The contest runs through Christmas Day. As I'm sure you're well aware, we are now down to just 9 days before Christmas, and if you're still looking for a Christmas tree or maybe a tasty pie for one of your holiday gatherings, Mills Apple Farm in Marine might be a good place to visit. I had a conversation with the owner, Jerry Mills, about the business. Jerry, could we start out by having you tell us about yourself and about your business and also where your business is located?
Well, I'm an old retired military guy, and I decided I wanted to be a farmer, and I planted a bunch of trees many years ago, and there are fruit trees and peach trees and also Christmas trees. And we sold Christmas trees for many years, as well as fruit. And we're still selling Christmas trees. We have a few left yet on the lot for this season. And we are located between Marine and Grand Fork, or between Edwardsville and Highland in Madison County. And our business base is mostly Edwardsville and Highland. We get some people from Litchfield and all around the area.
How many years have you been doing this now?
I think 45.
So several years of experience then.
Well, I'm still learning. I haven't figured out how to do it right yet.
Well, you're doing something right if you've been there for 45 years, I would guess.
I hope so.
So we'll go back to talking about Christmas trees because, of course, we're down to 11 days or what will be less than that before Christmas. About how many different types of Christmas trees do you have?
Actually, we only have two. We have fresh firs that are cut and shipped in immediately from South Carolina, and we have Scotch pines, which we grow ourselves. At one time, we had 21,000 Scotch pines, but we've had a series of droughts during the summer, and our replants have not taken. And so now we're down to just a handful of Scotch pines and a bunch of little ones that won't be ready for another 4 or 5 years.
Do you know offhand how many trees that you plant each year, or do you plant trees each year?
Well, we were planting 500 to 1,000 every year. And I got disgusted and quit for a couple of years because they seemed like they died every summer when it was so dry. Then we've had a couple of dry, wet summers, and so the trees we planted 3 years ago are beginning to come along, and I would hope in 4 to 5 years they'll be big enough to sell.
Do you have a lot of work that goes into caring for them, or is it kind of you plant them and let them grow and maybe just some pruning every now and then?
Well, the better you take care of them, like everything, the better they do. So we prune out some of the bad stuff and we shape them a little bit so that they grow in a proper Christmas tree shape. And we try to keep the weeds under control and the mice under control and spray them if we have to, if the scale gets on them. It's not as intensive as growing fruit. But the more you take care of them, the better they'll be.
And I assume people can come out and maybe cut down their own Christmas tree, or what sort of process do you have in place for that, and what hours are you open for people to come get a Christmas tree?
Well, we're open every day from 9 till 5 o'clock, except Mondays, and we have a few Christmas trees that people are still cutting, but most of the ones that are coming are buying the Fraser firs because they're just a lovely tree, and they're sitting in water. They've never had a chance to dry out, and I think they're probably our best buy.
Is there anything else about your business that you'd like to mention? You have fruit trees, so what types of fruit are available?
We have apples, 18 or 20 varieties, and we have peaches, 16 varieties or more. We also have a bakery, which is famous in St. Louis for the quality of its pies, and we sell cookies and donuts and other things in the bakery, and we probably have as much fun doing that as anything else because everybody likes to eat.
During our conversation, Jerry also told me that there's more to do than just shop and eat pies. They have entertainment for the whole family, kids included.
Well, we cater to families and we cater to little children, and we give wagon rides, and we have a play area that's famous for with the kids, and there's no charge for any of that extra service. So lots of families come and spend 2 or 3 hours here just to get a Christmas tree so the kids can play and look at the animals and maybe take a train ride and so on. So it's a fun place, and we enjoy making it even more fun.
For more information about Mills Apple Farm, you can visit their website at millsapplefarm.com or visit the Mills Apple Farm Facebook page. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.